The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, so the dome is real. It's real right now. And I'm just looking at this thing going, here it is. It's reality. Jeff, we've been talking about this thing for 13 years. And now, after what the governor did last night by signing the bill and what the Haslam said this morning, it's real. I don't think there's no turning back on this thing now, right?
Sure doesn't seem to be. Let's get going. When you start to see construction happening, I think it'll be a really big thing. And they have the land, everything's good to go, and we're off. I had a friend come up to me the other day, and out of nowhere he said, man, isn't this idea of, and look, I know some people are dead set against it. That's okay. I mean, anybody's allowed to feel any way they want about this.
Mm-hmm.
I had a guy come up to me and say, isn't this just going to be great for our community?
But we don't hear that. You heard that. I've talked about this a little bit too. Like the positives of this haven't had any voice.
Well, I disagree with that.
You do? Okay.
I think we've had more than our fair share of folks who have said a lot of nice things on our show, mm-hmm. and a lot of folks who have said this is going to be terrible. You know, blah blah
right.
blah. You know, leaving the city of Cleveland, moving 12 miles. The gentleman came up to me and he said, this is the type of project that separates us from other cities. And he said, it's going to be a big deal. It's going to be awesome to have a world-class sports venue mm-hmm. in Northeast Ohio.
Beyond the other two. I think the other two are world-class.
Yes. I would, for a baseball stadium,
yes.
For an arena, yes. Even though they're both older facilities, they're incredibly well-maintained.
Right.
And they're both great venues to watch a game. But we've never had anything like this in town. We've had an arena, you know. We've had a ballpark,
right?
But I love those two facilities at Gateway. This is a different deal. This is a game changer, and I want to see how the Haslams and the Browns pull it off. And clearly, the first step is to build the stadium, as they've said, and then the rest of it will be built and follow.
Yeah,
and I just think it could be a wonderful thing for our community. If it's not, I would be stunned.
I will go back to what I was saying there before, that it just seems like the voices against have had a pretty loud voice, especially since this thing started moving forward. The people that, and I don't know if it's, it just seems to be.
You've had two big-time politicians screaming that it's terrible.
Yeah.
The mayor and the county executive.
Right.
And the politician who
although
has said,
I thought Mayor Bibb backed off there for a while, towards the end.
For a while, and then
yeah.
he came back. you know, and the Ed Orcutt, the mayor of Brook Park, has been the only politician vocally, you know, saying, hey, here's what we're trying to do. And, you know, Mayor Orcutt in Brook Park didn't do any bashing of Cleveland or anything. I thought he was outstanding in everything that he has said about the project. He's trying to do something that he thinks is good for his community and the rest of Northeast Ohio. So good. And obviously the Haslams, you know, were behind it, and we'll see where it goes. I can understand why people might not like it. I understand it. I don't agree, but I understand it. I just think the biggest waste of taxpayer dollars would have been dumping $500 million into the place on the lakefront. If you're going to do that, that to me is flushing money down the commode. Continue to play in it if you want to, you know, for years to come. But why would you renovate it and then say, you know, well, we want to develop the lakefront? We've had a stadium sitting there for almost 100 years. Almost 100 years. And where's the lakefront development around it?
Well, now there's an opportunity for lakefront development.
Andy,
and so, like, yeah, you know,
do something different.
Clearly,
a stadium there was a hindrance to lakefront development. Otherwise, we'd have
lakefront. Wouldn't the airport, though,
be too? We'd have lakefront development.
Yeah, I think the airport is too, though.
Well, of course. How can you develop the lakefront when an airport's sitting there?
Sure.
You can't. You could around a stadium, but it hasn't happened. So if the stadium's not there, there's your opportunity. Let's see the city back up the words that we've been hearing for, you know, 70 years.
So I said in the statement, because the Haslams had put out a statement about what's going on. We respect the firm commitment from leadership that Governor DeWine and the Ohio Senate and House have shown for in their collaborative work to find a responsible way to support such a transformative project. This was the line that got me, Jeff, because this echoes something that was said, and I think it kind of irritated you, and it irritated me too, because I didn't feel the same way. And in the line, the Haslam said, one that will create a generational impact for our region and our state. Do you remember what Ronayne said about the generational impact of the Coliseum?
Yeah, he said it was a generational mistake.
Yeah, to me, that still bothers me.
Well, I think
that bothered me.
I don't agree with what he said.
I don't agree with what he said either.
That's why.
I don't have any regrets about the Coliseum.
Coliseum was awesome.
And I thought it was great that, you know, the Guns at the time decided to move back downtown. I'm sure it wasn't easy for them. Are you kidding? I mean, I wonder how much money they gave up. And then I'm sure that they got back because they moved downtown, but I'm sure it wasn't easy. Why, you know, that building, you want to talk about a building that was in good, I thought that building was in good shape. It just wasn't up to speed for what the new arenas were looking like across the country with suites that weren't up in the rafters.
It lacked actually lacked revenue sources of modern arenas, because look where the suites are now.
I mean, there's one restaurant in there, right? And then, I think it was only open on game days.
But look where, you couldn't go out there and do other things.
Yeah.
But look where the suites are now. And that's the way NBA arenas are built now, where suites are in great spots rather than in the rafters.
Right.
And they had to convince the Guns to move downtown because the Guns controlled the building. They controlled the parking.
Yep.
I mean, they were their own landlord. They own the building.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
And thank God, Andy, that when that happened, the Gund family said, yeah, we'll do it as long as this is, and they laid out, you want us to move? This is what we want in a building.
Right.
And they built a great arena. They built a great arena. There's only one thing wrong with that arena. It's landlocked.
Oh, that's true.
You can't really make it a whole lot bigger. They made it as big as they possibly can by expanding the front of it and getting rid of the steps and putting up the glass.
Yeah, I mean, they probably could take it out to the street if they wanted to. Or
I actually don't think that's possible.
The Guardians got the garage, so I think that's what happened there. So, and there's talk that the garage is coming down, right? That's not part of Gateway anymore. So.
Yeah.
And they got that garage because the Cavaliers and Gilbert Group ended up getting the garage across the street mm-hmm. to support the casino.
In theory, the city gets what it wants, a chance to develop the lakefront, and the Browns get what they want, and what many in the community want, which is a A1 facility.
Why isn't
rather
anybody,
than just a football stadium?
But I don't hear anybody screaming about, oh, okay, cool, it's gone now. Now we've got a chance to develop the lakefront. That, my friends, is forward thinking.
Do you think this is strange? I think this is strange. State legislators, and many from Northeast Ohio.
Right.
And the governor think this is a really good idea and good for Northeast Ohio and the state.
Right.
But good for Northeast Ohio. And the county executive and the mayor of Cleveland don't. I just think that's an interesting, it's like, okay. What? Somebody's right and somebody's wrong, and I just wonder.
So here's where I start thinking back to. So I start thinking back to the development of Gateway from day one, right? Mm-hmm. Gateway doesn't happen unless the Syntax passes, which was 52-48. I made sure.
It was a close vote.
Yeah. So thinking that way, imagine where we would be today, because I don't think we would have a professional baseball team. I don't.
I would say there was a strong chance that team moves.
So, I mean, I'll still believe that if, you know, and by the way, you know, when it came to funding it, almost half said, no, we don't want to fund it. Think about that. That 48% said, you know what? No, let's not fund Jacobs Field at the time or Gateway, the whole Gateway project. Let's not, you know, the arena. Nah, let's not do that. Almost half said no. Now, where are you? Is anyone complaining about the fact that those two venues are there right now? I haven't heard anybody complain about it ever.
Well, people will complain, Andy.
But what I'm saying that it's not in the same. And then I also kind of was thinking back the other day.
I do think the Syntax is weird, though. I've always thought that.
So I've always thought the Syntax.
I don't smoke. I don't drink.
Right?
I don't think.
But you got to do it in the county, too.
I don't think smokers and drinkers should have to pay for it all.
I don't disagree with that, but that also gives you the option that if you don't want to drink and you don't want to smoke in Cuyahoga County, then you don't have to support those venues that way. It's a up-to-you tax. That's kind of the way I looked at it. Same thing with what's going on now with the tax that they're using for the money to build the stadium. Not only here, Cincinnati's getting money. I heard over the weekend that Nationwide's probably going to get some funds. I don't know if it's coming from this or not, but there was talk that Nationwide's getting a facelift too, which is probably one of the best arenas I've ever been in.
Yeah, it's a great arena.
So, you know, they're sharing the wealth on this
the
stuff.
The state officials have clearly invested in sports facilities and venues for other activities in the state of Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't just about our stadium, as you just laid out, Andy. It's they feel that good venues, good gathering places for sports and other events are a good idea for our state. And personally, I agree. You know, think about what professional sports brings to our state. Think about what, you know, big time concerts and big time events can bring to our state. I think it's a good thing, and makes our state a better place to live in. Personally, I know a lot of folks don't agree.
And then here's the other part of this, too, before we hit the break real quick here, that, you know, I think Dan had said this, too, or you had said, look, if you think that the money they're using to fund this stuff coming out of the unclaimed funds is a bad idea, go online, check out and see if you have cash in there. Take it out. You don't have to participate. If you don't have anything in there, okay. Go in there. Go get your money. It's there. It's not that hard. You hop online, boom, it's right there. So let's talk about a few of these things coming back. And then the other argument that kind of just drives me batty is when people go, well, when the Browns win, then they should get a new venue. Let's talk about that next, because I just think that's, I'll tell you what I think. 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.